comfort and joy, humbug. Humbug. Christmas is humbug. Well, 7 years ago this Christmas, my partner Jacob Marley died, leaving me his sole residuary legatee, his sole administrator, his sole partner, and his sole mourner. It was a sad business, the death of Jacob Marley. But when I left his graveside, 'twas the finest bargain ever Ebenezer Scrooge made in all his life. Still very sad. So once again, 'tis Christmas time, when there are beggars here, beggars there, and beggars everywhere. One beggar called at my office this afternoon. Scrooge and Marley, I believe. Yes, my name's Ebenezer Scrooge. Jacob Marley's been dead 7 years. What's your business? Eh? Come, what's your business?
Might we ask Mr. Scrooge if he would kindly contribute to find the common necessities for the destitute poor at this festive season of Christmas?
Did I understand you to say destitute poor? Humbug, sir. Are there no workhouses? No prisons? And the treadmill in full working order? Well, if they don't like that, sir, let them die. Let them die and decrease the surplus population. I don't make merry myself, and I can't afford to make idle people merry. Good afternoon. I said, good afternoon, sir. He soon left me with nothing on his list. I then encountered my clerk, Bob Cratchit, sliding down the street with a lot of idiotic street boys, shouting at the top of his voice, Merry Christmas, Thomas! Merry Christmas, George! Merry Christmas to everybody! Oh, the humbug. Fool, what right has he to be merry? Wife, family, 15 shillings a week. Well, he should spend his Christmas in Bedlam. Spend it where he likes. So long as he leaves me to spend Christmas as I like. What's that? Strange. Speaking of the death of Jacob Marley 7 years ago, everywhere I look, I seem to see the face of Jacob Marley. Jacob Marley in the doorway. He crosses the room. Seated in my chair, spirit of Jacob Marley, why do you haunt me thus? Speak, Jacob. Speak, Jacob. Well, you fool, there's no spirit there. Yeah, indigestion, that's what it was, indigestion. Oh, dear, Christmas. After all, what is Christmas but a time for paying debts without money? Becoming a year older, not a penny the richer. If I had my will, everybody who goes about with a Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled with his own plum pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart. That'd be a merry and a bubbling Christmas for him. Oh, humbug, that's what it is. Oh, humbug.